Some pretty heavy lyrics in there. Welcome back, everybody. We have with us my brother Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma and tribulations. And it's always a great honor and privilege to have him come on and share some of his words. And man, those lyrics in that song just reminded me of the time of when my brother was in a coma. He was in a medically induced coma for 12 days. And yeah, pretty tough stuff. But man, my brother's such a strong human being to come through those afflictions and then come to our program and join us. Thank you so much, Shkwait. Welcome to our program. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah, that was such a powerful song. Here, but I'm gone. And we have a subject today, and our subject today is on feelings, and would love to hear your words on that.
You know, we we really are a feeling species. You know, to the point, well, you know, before this new century came on, we kind of were in balance, but the way things are going these days, I think we're all letting our negative feelings control us, you know, and that just leads to you know, real unrest. exhaustion, burnout, you know, depression, and in some cases, physical illness, just because we're letting our negative feelings lead us. And, you know, we have to, I think before I said we have to practice being happy and all that, you know, force ourselves to go out there, because I just see it everywhere, you know, with all these self-deletions going on around the, world. Well, you know, the Western world, because we're so stressed out from where society is heading, giving us total unrest. You know, when you know, and when you're in unrest, you can't help but self wallow. So you know, you gotta practice happiness. You know, we're all, because we're all so stuck with our little electronic devices, you know, we don't go up there and
good
see
point.
Each other. You know, just the odd few of us can. Because the rest of us are all stuck. Got it. Just got a message. You text, whatever, you know. I don't know what the kids call it these days. And, in the old days, it would have been smoke signaling each other. Yeah, so, you know, because we minimize and distract ourselves from the our feelings, you know, the, our true feelings, you know, we're hurt or stressed or have anxiety. We're, we control and worry about our anxiety, our angriness. You know, we self-attack, saying we're, you know, I'm not up on par with the Joneses and all that. And, you know, so then we're sometimes get into masquerading our emotions, which is bad. So, you know, like I said before, we gotta practice happiness. You still there?
Yeah, we're listening the way it's so bomb.
It's just so dead air on that. Yeah. So that's what I think, you know, we gotta you know, and it's not just this, our own selves. We gotta watch out for those in our fellow people, you know, the people we bump elbows with, shake hands with, you know, maybe not on a daily, but, you know, as long as they're associates, we have to watch out and, you know, try help them out with their feelings. Because, you know, you never know when when things might lead to real negative consequences, whether it be, you know, mentally or physically. Yeah, so that's what I think about feelings. We just gotta focus on trying to be the good feelings, happy, joyful, outgoing, you know, talkative, greet each other. That's, you know, because that's when I was first came out of the most severe part of my illness, I was happy to be able to talk to even the care aides, the nurses, the doctors. I was just happy I could feel again, because the few dark days, came and went, I didn't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I figure about feelings. Gotta keep the negative in check. Gotta keep balanced.
Yes, yeah. Well, we really appreciate your words.
That's my thoughts on feelings.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Those are very powerful, deep words, because we know what you came through, and you were able to come through those, and just to gain insight into what helped you survive all of what you faced and gone through, it just really helps me, helps the people out there listening, and it really is an honor and a privilege to have you come on to our program and share your insight and your knowledge and wisdom on our subjects. It's just so powerful. So we really thank you and appreciate you.
I can say one good song that you should listen to at least once a week is "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Well, we don't know what's happening in the next hour, right? Our life could change on a dime. That's a great, great point.
Yeah, great, great advice. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm thankful you guys appreciate my hopefully good good talks.
It's always a big highlight of my life.
Thank you guys there at the station and listeners here and abroad for sending all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love to me. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. And we really appreciate your words. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. So lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and strong recovery.
Okay.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we will be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, "How are you?" And you say, "I'm tired," because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to be getting to Lady Feynman next. And first, we're going to play her a song from 35007 and their song "Evaporate." So stay tuned, listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. we're back. That was 35007 and their song Evaporate. And we have on the line with us our lady, our electric lady, Fahima. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
I'm doing fantastic. My greeting to you, dear Chief, and the respected student of Simon Fraser University. They are shining. They are marvelous. And my greetings across the country of the respected listeners and also outside of the country. I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Beautiful and wonderful. Hmm. We have a subject today, and it's on feelings, and would love to hear your words on that.
Thank you. Feelings, you know, humanity is surviving. As a human being, we are surviving just by the feeling. From a newborn baby, when arrived to this world, if feeling cold or feeling, if they feel cold or hungry, they cry. This is feeling. Mm. And if they are warm and comfortable and cozy, they are starting laughing. Mm. And this is feeling. Feeling is wonderful. It is wonderful to have a feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. Because in that regard, we can feel for one another, not only for ourselves. The feeling is the feeling we keep us, keep going forward and climbing up, in a way that reaching out for our own goal, the destiny that we have, the mission that we have. Any mission, each one of us have a role to have that mission, to play on this Mother Earth and before leaving. Let's make it possible. Let's make it positive. Let's make it to be shiny and fantastic before we all leave this Mother Earth. Mm. And the feeling is just a strong character of every individual. And let's feel for the people that are unfortunate, for the food and the basic life. Let's feel for the people that are sitting on the wheelchair and with the shortage of the capacity that they have in their lives. Let's feel, you know, for the future, for the new generation that they take over of this station, a station in a way that not the radio station, the station of the life, or our life. And let's feel for the people, several countries are involved with the wars, and by just not accepting and giving the message to the leaders of the world to put the stop on the war. Mm. These are all feelings that we have are surrounded and spread out every corner of this world and in the universe.
Mm.
However, let's put all of our feelings in together and bring back the humanity on this Mother Earth for the future and with the harmony of ourselves and the next generation. Mm. And let's walk and as one unit, as one nation, as one planet, as one country, walk together for the better life with the harmony and respect and love. Mm. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I do know that I am the student and I am the servant of mankind. Mm. Thank you very much. Mm.
Beautiful, wonderful, strong words. They reminded me of the topic of Dr. Akfan, who was the human rights lawyer and very renowned personality, and he came to our program before, and he spoke about empathy. And this is getting in tune not only with our own feelings, but the feelings of other people and what they're going through, and as you stated, their station in life. And such a beautiful way of eloquence that you provided for us. It's just always powerful and amazing, and just adds some really good, healthy thought processes that you bring to our program. It truly is an honor and a blessing to have you come on our program and share. And we just appreciate you to spend your time with us.
It's a privilege to be invited at the station. It's a privilege to know each one of you as an individual. It's my privilege just to be the instrument of mankind. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, and we'd also like to acknowledge and thank the station manager here, Magnus, and the program coordinator, Robin, and the music coordinator, Kanavar, and Jesse. I can't remember his title, but these people are very amazing, wonderful people that keep our programs going, giving us the opportunity to share our positivity with the world. And a lot of acknowledgement to them. And many thanks and appreciation to you for joining us and just sharing your great wisdom and knowledge.
Thank you kindly.
So we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Fahima, our Electric Lady Fahima. Always such awesome words she always has.
Yeah. Depth and breadth.
Yeah. So we're going to end our program. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. Coming up next, we have Jacob and his art show. Stay tuned for that. And we're going to end the show with some Kitty Daisy and Lewis and their song called Polly Put the Kettle On.
Woohoo! So, I want the kettle.
Yeah, bye for now, everybody. Enjoy.
Bye for now. Now tell me, baby, what you think?